with the border crisis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the recent surge of migrants entering the U.S. southern border, the House Oversight Committee is requesting testimony from high-ranking Homeland Security officials. The number of illegal crossings hitting record highs in December. Fox's Matt Finn has the details from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Homeland Security declined allowing those four chiefs, instead offering Border Patrol Secretary Ortiz. Well, in a strongly worded letter, Republican Representative James Comer writes to DHS Secretary Mayorkas, quote, DHS is obstructing congressional oversight. It is unfortunate that you are trying to prevent the American people from candid and truthful testimony of U.S. Border Patrol chief agents.
The DHS says that protocol allows an agency to decide whether its senior official will testify before Congress. President Biden is scheduled to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday to discuss raising the federal debt limit. Several Republican senators are calling for spending cuts. Here's Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
Within just a few years, we're going to see our annual interest on debt skyrocket from around $400 billion a year to well over $1 trillion a year. And we don't have that kind of money to cover that and everything else, too.
On Fox News Sunday, Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith gives his opinion on the situation.
Democrats have a position. Our position is raise the debt ceiling, right, pay the bills.
Clean.
That's our position. We are not going to negotiate with ourselves, okay? That's our position. If the Republicans want to put something on the table and say this is what we want to cut, well, then we can have a conversation. But that's where we're at in the negotiation.
It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles battling the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 57, which takes place in Glendale, Arizona on February 12th. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A synagogue in Essex County, New Jersey, the site of an attempted arson attack Sunday morning. Here's Rabbi Mark Katz discussing the string of recent anti-Semitic attacks across the nation.
There is a climate of hate in this country, and writ large, the hatred is reaching many other groups. I wrote to our congregation earlier today, and I talked about the fact that this has been a hard week for a lot of people. It's been a hard week for the AAPI community. It's been a hard week for the African-American community. And it's been a hard week for the Jewish community.
New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says his office is investigating the incident, as well as Saturday's attacks on members of a Monmouth County church. A collision between an express bus and a box truck in New York leaves six people dead. Fox's Ted Linder has more.
Police responded to the fatal accident on State Highway 37 Saturday morning in Louisville, New York. Investigators said roads were covered with snow and visibility was poor at the time of the crash. Crash closed the highway for about 12 hours. In addition to the six fatalities, three other people were injured and taken to the hospital. The NTSB said it's launching a six-member team to investigate.
an appeals court blocking Michigan's minimum wage hike to $13 per hour.
The heart of the appeal in Michigan was whether or not the adopt and amend strategy used by Michigan's GOP-controlled legislature in 2018 was legal. After lawmakers adopted a ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage and then quickly amended it, an appeals court says it was legal, reversing a lower court decision that would have increased Michigan's hourly minimum wage to $13.03 per hour and the tipped minimum wage to $11.73 an hour starting next month. Backers of the minimum wage hike plan to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court, though the latest decision a relief to restaurants and hospitality businesses that contend countless jobs have been saved.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.